Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale. So this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 14th. I'm calling from just a gorgeous weekend here in the Pacific Northwest, Portland area. I'm excited to get outside this weekend. All right. I'm super happy to be with you all today. We're going to have such a great call today. And before I say hello to Cindy and have her introduce our very special guest, I just want to remind everyone to... So when we have guests, we welcome still questions and comments and anything like that. So we'd really love to hear from you. Our guests would probably appreciate some questions. I think you guys are all going to be real excited about what she's doing. So be sure to press 1. It'll put you in the queue, and I'll know that you'd like to talk to us or her. But just as a reminder, we do need to keep it to questions or comments on the horse unit with horses and really stay away from the medical side. So, but you know, that gives us still a ton to talk about. So with all of that said, I'm just going to make it a quick intro this morning because I really want to get to what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Cindy, for an intro.
Well, good morning and thanks, Rainey, and good morning, everybody. It's also a beautiful morning in sunny Idaho, but it's crispy cool, so I hope wherever you are, you can settle down with a nice cup of something warm and, you know, enjoy our show today. I'm really delighted to be able to have Rebecca come on today, and she's graciously agreed to, because I that's one of those cool things about Beamer. I'm in Idaho. She lives in one of the East Coast states. And we never would have met, most likely. And so I met Rebecca a few years ago when we were working on the content, as we had a task force to produce the first Equine Academy database and the slide deck and everything. And that was a wonderful way to get to know someone, to work with them, and also particularly one of my hot buttons, if you will, has always been that every horse who's being ridden, their rider needs Beamer too. And if the rider has something that's an old injury that they're dealing with, or some kind of a weakness and they don't have good core strength, the horse is going to have to compensate. And we see that all the time for people who do body work on the horses. So really, my interaction with Rebecca started when we were talking about biomechanics. And so without me talking anymore, I would please join me in welcoming Rebecca Schultz, who is an IBD and has we're going to start, Rebecca, come on and say hi. But then I'm going to ask you about, how you found Beamer and your training before then. So good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Rainey. Thank you so much for inviting me to this. I'm so excited to be here and to share some of my knowledge with people. I'm actually in North Carolina. It's a beautiful day. It's really warm out. As you can tell from my accent, I'm not native to America. I am actually from Germany. And I'm sorry, but I do think in Celsius, not in Fahrenheit. And it's currently 24 Celsius out already, which is so nice. I couldn't wait for warmer weather.
So not alone. So tell us about, you know, I think you, if I remember correctly, you were educated or trained in physical therapy beginning, and then, you know, how did that turn into where we are today?
that's an interesting question. So, yes, I'm a trained physical therapist. I did my full physical therapy education in Germany. It's a very hands-on education in Germany. And I'm so grateful I was able to go to physical therapy school there. But later on, I lived in Singapore for a few years, and I was fortunate enough to participate in a bachelor's degree course for physical therapy through the University of Sydney, Australia. So I'm holding a German degree and an Australian degree in physical therapy. And being from Germany, when we moved back to Germany, I had my own physical therapy practice, and Beamer is obviously a product made in Germany or invented in Germany, and it was just, basically the natural path to find Beamer through my physical therapy education.
So you used you saw it first in Germany, so you were working really with people to begin with, not horses?
Yeah, I mean, I am a horse rider since I'm 10 years old, and because of my interest in balanced bodies, I also, I'm a trained horse riding instructor in Germany, and I did vaulting for many years, so I was pretty soon in my life transported into the gymnasticizing side of the rider, but also that transferred into the horse. I am working primarily with people, but I have done lots of body work and physical therapy courses for horses as well. So I have that knowledge. I just don't work as a physical therapist for horses because that's a little bit difficult here in the United States. You have to be a vet to be able to do that. So back home in Germany, I can, but here I cannot.
Ah, well, lots to keep track of, but that's really, you know, that's a pretty amazing background to say. So coming out of the world of physical therapy, how did that then bring you into Pilates?
Yeah, so when we lived in Singapore, I was basically, like, I left my life in Germany, moved to Singapore, didn't think much about it, but you arrive in a country that's not your own. You have zero friends, you don't know anybody, and you don't have a job. My husband, of course, did have one, but I didn't. And so from 150 to zero, I had nothing to do. I didn't do my work anymore. I was really active back home. I rode several horses per day. In my physical therapy job, I had to run in the hospital, kind of stairs up and down all the time. I was leading lots of courses for back gymnastics that I always participated in, and suddenly I had nothing. And my body didn't like that. And I'm like, okay, I need to find something that I can do. And I signed up to take yoga classes. And I did several, at least 20, and I didn't like it. And but I had bought a package. And at the same studio where I went for yoga, they also offered Pilates. And I'm like, I wonder what this Pilates is all about. So I started taking Pilates lessons first in a group, and then I liked it so much, I also started taking privates. And the interesting thing was, we lived in Singapore for 3 years, and I have a scoliosis. And growing up horse riding, I was always corrected in my waistline because my scoliosis is what it is, and I always sat a little bit crooked on the horse. And after 3 years of Pilates, I came back to Germany, continued to ride with the same instructors that I had ridden with before I left for Singapore, and I never heard that correction of my waistline weakness anymore. So Pilates had changed my body so significantly that you could see it on the horse and the horses could feel it. And I thought, I have to learn this. So I had my own physical therapy office in Germany, and I did the Pilates education at the same
time. We lost you.
It looks like she's still connected.
Huh. Let's see.
Rebecca, can you hear it? You cut out.
Hmm. Yeah, her number is still connected here. So it's not like we lost her as far as she dropped.
Okay, she might have to stop and call back
in because the story is just getting good.
Yeah.
She has to come back.
Oh,
Rebecca.
Oh, so maybe it's something strange with Blog Talk. Okay, because her number is coming up again. Let me see.
Hello?
Rebecca?
Yes,
there you are.
I was gone, I guess. I have no idea. I didn't press any buttons.
So Blog Talk is now showing you connected twice, your phone number somehow. So it's something with Blog Talk, and I apologize.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Dear. Well, okay. So you were in the middle of a story where you were, you'd come back to Germany and you noticed that the horses, your trainers were not
correcting my weakness anymore.
Right. There we go.
So, yeah, and that's when I decided to also become a Pilates instructor, and I had my physical therapy office at the same time already. And I just started implementing Pilates into the physical therapy work, and people needed less physical therapy by doing Pilates. And that was just really cool to see.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And so there's different kinds of Pilates, right? There's some that's classical and not, and what is it that you do?
So I actually trained in classical Pilates, and classical Pilates follows the original way of teaching, the way Joseph Pilates himself had intended it to be done. So we are following very closely his method, his work, his orders, and even his equipment. So every equipment in my studio is based on the original drawings and blueprints that Joe Pilates left us.
Oh, cool. Okay, so then,
yeah.
All right, let's bring that forward and then integrate into how does, since you'd already, you'd been somewhat familiar with Beamer in the context of physical therapy, how does Beamer integrate with Pilates?
Yeah, so that's super easy. So I think almost all my clients either use the Beamer here when they come for their lessons, or they have a Beamer at home. Because what Beamer, as we all know, does, it helps with the recovery processes in the body, and people, because classical Pilates is a very intense workout. So it's not to compare, like a lot of people think, oh, it's just a little bit of breathing, it's just a little bit of stretching. It's really not. The way Joe Pilates intended it, it's a very, very hard workout. And you can really, you can get pretty sore from it. So using the Beamer after the sessions helps my clients to be less sore. Or remember, I'm a physical therapist, so I see a lot of clients that come to me that have some physical issues. So when somebody comes with a certain area in their body that, let's say, bugs them a little bit, I may use a Beamer before the sessions so that area can get a proper blood flow and supplements in that area. So when we work in the Pilates lesson, they have less problems and they can access the areas easier.
Okay, so most of your clients are also riders, yeah?
A lot of my clients, yes.
Okay. And so are there common areas that you find with riders? I mean, I know everybody's different, but are there specific areas that I think a lot of people don't recognize that how much core strength is needed if you're going to be a really strong rider? So
Yeah,
so what do you see with your clients in terms of areas that are, ones where they have issues or they need help that Beamer can help with?
So I call it the key areas in the body, in the rider's body, and it's definitely neck and shoulders, low back, hips, and for sure the ankles. And those are the areas I like to support with the Beamer, and I show my clients how to use it correctly to support those areas. And then like, again, in the Pilates workout, you always train the entire body. It's not like physical therapy or other methods, and this is no judgment or criticizing, it's just observation. So in Pilates, even if we were to work on the hips, you would still engage the entire body. So I will still show clients, or when we work, let's say somebody says, oh, my hips are really tight right now, I can't really access my feet correctly riding my horse because I have a horse that has, I don't know, like a big swing, it's hard to sit and my hips just won't do it. We will focus in a lesson on that area after I have put the beamer on the hips to improve the blood flow in that area.
Okay. Do you have, are you set up so that if somebody wanted to say, you know, I want you to see me on my horse, or is it important for you to be able to see how they move together, and that might dictate what you would work with them on?
Yes and no. So if I have an equestrian who contacts me, I love to see a video of them riding. And that was also the whole idea. My company is called Pilates and Horses, because I always was interested in the horse rider team. That's what you said in the beginning. Yes, we can work on the horse all day long, but if we forget the rider part, we will never really solve those issues, and vice versa. So I find it very interesting to watch videos of somebody riding so I can help them a little bit better with my Pilates work.
Sure.
But sometimes it's also that people just tell me, oh, my trainer always tells me, I don't know, my right leg isn't stable. So I can then, because I'm an equestrian myself, I have a good understanding what's going on, and I can also do it from there. But remember, I'm also a trained horse riding instructor. So
right.
I love, if possible, if I have clients here in the area, I love to go out to the barn and teach them a lesson. And it's not that we do exercises on the horse, but we use the skills the clients learn in the Pilates studio, and we transfer them to their riding on the horse. It's so much fun.
So could you give us an example of what that might be, you know, what something that you might work on if you were out at their barn, you know, with their horse?
I try. So in Pilates, we work a lot with springs. So Joseph Pilates developed a system where you use the resistance of springs. But it's not like we are not using the springs to fight against the springs. We are not trying to use them as a resistance in order to have something to work against. We are using the spring so you can get feedback and find areas in your body that need to switch on, that don't want to switch on necessarily. Mm-hmm. And the spring and the equipment, the way the equipment, the classical equipment is built, is really there to give you feedback. So see why I like it so much, because that's the same what happens with the horse. The horse gives us feedback. So if we if we ask for something and the horse doesn't do it, it's most likely because we didn't ask correctly. And so that's like so again, we are using a lot of springs. So the client now has a good understanding how it feels to use the springs and how it feels to, for example, reach with their legs into the spring. So now if the rider is on the horse, I can say, remember how you were learning last week to reach into the spring? Try to find that feeling here. Imagine you have that spring attached to your foot right now and reach into it. And that's how it translates.
Oh, that is so cool. So for
people
that are listening, to say, do you have, you know, are there basic things you would recommend with your, with people who have or have access to use Beamer and their riders, how they should, you know, how they should they do use Beamer any differently than just, you know, someone who's not a rider?
Well, of course, you still do your regular basic plan of the 8 minutes. Of course, that will never change. What I love doing is if I have a client who, let's just go back to our hip example, has like maybe tighter hips, I love to tell them, go to the barn, and while your horse is getting their Beamer session, why don't you sit on your B-sit if they have one? And do like a 8 minute session yourself, so that your hips get like warmed up with the help of the Beamer. And I love doing that. Just like, and it makes such a difference. If you use the Beamer right before you get into the saddle, it makes the biggest difference, in my opinion.
Okay, that's important. And so since we don't have a B-Sit with the Evo yet, what I've, you know, recommend is the B-Body is very, you know, by having those kind of foldable segments, you can definitely put that in the chair and use that like an all over your body B-Sit equivalent, if you will.
Yeah. Well, and our B-Pad is a little bit bigger than the old one and has more coils. And with the extension strap, which I like, you can also wrap that around your hips, obviously. So that's like you can just put that very low on your lower back area all the way around the hips. And it does an equal good, you get equally good results, in my opinion.
Okay, cool. So that's good advice. So this is all, you know, great background to say that, you know, you've come up with something, again, your background, I think, in working with people as well as horses, as well as Beamer, as well as, of course, the Pilates, you know, kind of routine and discipline yourself. Those are very unique kind of qualifications. How did you come up with an idea to be able to develop the online course that we want to talk some more about?
Yeah, that was actually very interesting. I mean, for years I'm thinking I really should do an online course, and then that's what you do. You think I should, and then you never do. Unless the situation arises, which happened last year. I was actually with two of my very good Beamer friends. We had the Beamer booth in Omaha at the World Cup finals last year. And when you spend a week together, you talk a lot, and we're like, oh, they're really, if there was something that we could offer to our clients to make it even easier and more accessible for them to use the Beamer. And I guess over a glass of wine, we came up with there should be a course, and oh, wow, we could add like exercises for the rider, and oh, my God, there could be something for the horse. And that's really how everything started. And I went home, and I was fired up, and I just started. And I have a wonderful, wonderful mentor, marketing, website designer person who is just so awesome and supported me every step along the way. And even when I thought, oh my God, I will never be able to do this, he's like, oh, look at everything you've already done. We can do this. You can do this. And that's how I like spent all like last year to get this course up and running. And now it's here.
So this, the course has things that the rider can do as well as the horse. Can you kind of describe it a little bit and how many segments? And then I think we have that designer available to chime in too.
Yeah, so the course is called Balanced Rider, Balanced Horse. You see specifically rider has to be balanced in order to get the horse balanced. And the motto of like when I opened my very first physical therapy office in Germany, there's a German saying which is called life loves balance. And that has been my motto all around. It's also like if you go to my website, you will see it everywhere, life loves balance. I have it on every T-shirt. I have it like everywhere. So the course is called Balanced Rider, Balanced Horse. And there is like the rider part. And what I do, again, I focused on the key areas that I already talked about. And for every key area, I'm showing how I am using the Beamer to support that particular area. And then I'm showing, I don't know, about 5 to 7 exercises per area that people can do at home to support those areas. And the similar thing with the horse. The only difference I made there, the very first part is like a general information on all the things, how to fold the blanket, how to keep the horse set clean, how to why we are using the like a sheet underneath, what to do when it's really hot out, how to support our horses in different weather circumstances. And then also I'm showing super cute part, the common reaction. So I filmed several different horses, how they're yawning and licking and chewing and even stretching. All of that is in there. And then I'm also focusing on core activation of the horse, the poll area, and then a little bit of proprioception and hoof care. Again, I'm showing how to use the Bremer horse set effectively in those areas, how I am doing it, and then I'm showing exercises to support those areas in the horse as well.
Yeah, that is just so exciting to me. I mean, the whole concept of balance is so important, and I'm just, you know, when I first heard about you doing this, I just started jumping up and down. It's and you're working, I mean, you know, you mentioned vaulting before, but I mean, I think you're riding dressage now, yeah?
Yes, correct. And I am riding dressage, focusing on classical dressage, and I'm currently in like searching for my next equestrian partner, because what I really want to do is working equitation.
Yeah. Well, and then that's right up your alley, obviously, with everything else. That should be perfect. And because for those of you who might not know, that the equitation is really, it's when you compete, it's basically on the rider. I mean, the horse has to be well behaved and correct, but it's on the rider, and, you know, your all your cues, and, you know, if your toes are sticking out, you know, at odd angles and things like that. So equitation is very much a part of the junior horse world as well as for adults, and that seems like that would be something perfect for you, Rebecca. So because I know she's been on and waiting, if you worked with another one of our Bemer distributors and also a manager, Lisa Diamond, on coming up with this program. And so maybe Lisa, could you bring Lisa on, and she could give her perspective on what this project was like and what the end result is, so that I think this is just applicable to anybody who gets on a horse, for sure. Doesn't matter if you're dressage or anything. Yeah. Lisa, are you there?
Hi, everybody. I am. Hi, everybody. It's fun to be on Blog Talk again.
Yeah. So you and Rebecca formed a wonderful partnership. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on and just say, because I have literally seen every second of every video. although the content is all Rebecca, I just put it together to make it look good and to function properly. But I can tell you the thoroughness of the instruction, both for the rider and the horse, is commendable. There are over 20 guided instruction Pilates exercises that Rebecca videotaped, which you don't need any equipment. And if there are some exercises, she gives you alternatives that you could have around the house that you could use.
Oh, perfect. I was going to ask that.
Yeah, so there's really no further equipment required there. There's more than 15 equestrian-led activation exercises for the horses. For me, not necessarily as a horse person, it was super cool to watch the horses do these exercises and to respond to them and to get the releases that you actually see on the video. So, and then there's a 40-page companion workbook that goes along with the whole course. And it's very thorough. Rebecca did a fabulous job, and I can only highly recommend it.
Well, thank you. Your opinion counts for a lot, for sure. And I appreciate you coming on to kind of share that perspective so people kind of know what's involved. If it's designed as an online course, is this something that you get as a package and, you know, you do at your own pace? Or is this something that comes out, you know, it comes to you every week or every month? Or how does that work?
No, so actually it is, Rebecca has a client portal that you would have access to. and be able to download the workbook from there. And then it's self-paced. So all of the videos and instruction are contained inside the client portal. It does not need to go in sequence. We talked about this a lot. Originally, it was going to be a week-by-week basis. But, you know, for the writer, you know, somebody may have more lower back or hip issues than neck issues, and they may want to jump right to that. And if you do, that's fine. Same thing with the horse. It's not anything that necessarily has to be built on top of. And the other thing I want to point out that Rebecca, I thought, did really well was the suggestions on how to use Beamer applications before and after exercise and what that can do for an individual's flexibility. As a personal trainer who owned a health and wellness studio, I can tell you that there were ways that I used Beamer that maybe not everybody necessarily does, because Rebecca knows the body as a physical therapist and Pilates instructor, super beneficial for anybody, to be honest with you. And I've had full access to the course, and sitting in front of the computer all day long, I very much enjoy the neck exercises. So I can vouch for that part of it too.
I bet. Well, a lot of us are in that situation, Lisa. So, yeah, no, thank you so much for sharing that feedback. Rainey or Rebecca, do we have anything that else that we want to ask Lisa about while she's on?
Oh, it doesn't look like we have any callers. I would just ask the question that we get for almost everybody that comes on that uses Beamer with other, you know, disciplines or other types of training, is people always want to know, do you recommend in general? I mean, we always know it's it depends answer, but in general, do you, either of you, both Lisa and Rebecca, like to use Beamer before and or after most of your other trainings and other therapies that you do?
So I will just say that it kind of depends on what outcome you're looking for. And,
yeah, it always does. Yeah.
And because I can, and I've talked about this many times, like I can show somebody how Beamer can enhance their performance by doing the push-up challenge. And they do as many push-ups as they possibly can in 30 seconds, get on a Beamer, and not only recover, but actually improve their performance the second time around. So it just, I think, depends on the situation. I think Rebecca would have to talk about it from a rider's standpoint, you know, the importance of the flexibility. But, you know, we do a flexibility challenge that literally after 8 minutes, nothing crazy, like, you know, program one across the hips and, you know, low on the body. And, you know, somebody can improve their flexibility by 1 to 2 inches in just 8 minutes. So, you know, that's how I use it. And anytime somebody's recovering, they're always going to be able to perform better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Rebecca, what would you say to that?
Well, again, it depends. Don't you love that answer? To me, what I like to highlight is for the horse and for the rider, doing it before the activity just brings both in their parasympathetic state. And to me, that's just a very good way to start to go into your workout. Most of us are recreational riders. We don't do this for a living. And I just think coming from work, coming from the computer, being stressed, and then go on the horse, not a good idea. So it just really, to me, that part of the Beamer is very valuable so that you can get these 8 minutes of just breathing. And I love the new music feature on the Evo because it really gets you into this meditation kind of state, but without getting tired. It energizes you within your calm state of mind. And that's what I like. For Pilates at home in my studio, I primarily have to say I do it after the workout, just because I like the recovery part of it. I like to do it afterwards to help people. Like, again, they have a very rigorous workout, and they just love when they are done those 8 minutes to be like, oh, I just can kind of let my body rest after the workout. So again, there is no right answer. And I think we always tell people who buy the horse that you have to ask your horse. You need to see what your horse likes best and how they perform best. And the same is almost true for the person. It's something you need to try.
Yeah, and I think it's really, you know, you touched on something that's super, super important, which is, you know, you're coming from your busy life to wherever your horse may be. And, you know, you need a stop and a push or reset button so that you don't bring all the worries with you and dump them on your horse. And to be able to use Beamer as kind of that power reset button and take 8 minutes to kind of switch into a parasympathetic response.
Yeah.
Yeah, decompress is a good word. I mean, that's just really, really, really critical that the horses appreciate too. And so, you know, even though you work with English disciplines specifically, primarily, I think, where, you know, this certainly applies to anybody, whether, you know, you're writing in you know, Western disciplines as well. Is there, and I don't know if you've worked with people who are, you know, also, you know, like, I don't know, barrel racers or things like that, Rebecca, but have you noticed, are there any kind of common differences between different discipline riders, you know, like saying, you know, these guys, you know, it's the hips and these people, it's different, or are they all pretty much the same?
Well, at the end of the day, we are all sitting on a horse. We are all sitting in in a saddle. And we all are connected via our arms to the reins and to the horse's mouth. So biomechanically, I think it's very similar. I work with saddlebred people. I work with jumpers, hunter jumpers, dressage people, of course, a lot. And now the working equitation people, because I'm starting into that, I work with classical dressage riders as well as competition dressage riders. And I had one Western rider so far. And at the end of the day, it is all riding, and we are all individuals. So it doesn't mean, I don't think that discipline specific, everybody has the same issues. I think because we are so unique and so individual, people come with their struggles, let's call it, and I fix it with Pilates.
Okay. No, that's a great answer. So if somebody is interested, so this is an actual product that you have brought to market. If someone was interested in finding out more information, how can they contact you?
I have a website, pilatesandhorses.com, and there is like my phone number and email on there. So the course has a value. Like the course, if somebody just wanted to buy it, it's $299. But I came up with a concept because I thought after it was done, I think it's so valuable to many people. And what I have done, I have gifted this course to clients who bought a Beamer from me, especially of equestrians. And I thought in order to help maybe other IBDs, because this course will really make the life of IBDs like a lot easier because there's so much information in there. We all know we try our very best to educate our clients, but clients can only listen to so much. And we don't always know if, we have, of course, clients who call us and ask questions, but not everybody does. But in this course, there's a lot of answers to a lot of questions that people may run into. So what I'm doing is, if an IBD wants to buy this course, it's still $299, but they get 5 uses out of it. So they can keep 1 usage basically for themselves if they like, and they can gift it to 4 of their clients. And, well, I have a, I don't know, is there a way we can share a link? I don't know if Lisa is still there. I don't know how it works with
Blogtalk. We can do that. Yeah, do that on the replay, you know, because
okay.
These, we can go on when people go in to listen to the replay off of the website. We can add that in the comment area, right, Rainey?
Yes. So it's already on. So in Blog Talk, under where I can write a description of what the show is about, I have included a link there. So if anyone wants
perfect.
To go to, you know, blogtalkradio.com/IBDS, that you can see all of the different episodes there. And then if you choose this episode, which in the title has Rebecca's name, so you should be able to find it, or it's also listed by date. And then if you look at the in the description there, there is a link.
Yeah,
and the link will take
idea.
You basically to a page. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So the link will take you to a page that has a brief description of the course. And then as soon as somebody clicks a button, click here to get started and purchases the course, they get an email that has a detailed description of what happens next. So they can register up to 5 people. So if they want to gift it to 5 clients, they can register 5 clients. And after they used it 5 times, they will get like an email saying, hey, you used your 5 times. Feel free to buy another 5. And after they purchased it, or after somebody is signed up for it, they get an email with a very thorough description how to get in, how to access the course, and all of the good stuff.
I love this option. You know, I like this a whole lot more for a client than giving them a B scan. I mean, even though that has value
yeah.
too, but for people that are serious, you know, about this, I'm going, this
yeah.
is something, a really unique offering. So,
yeah, and if you think about it, if you divide the 300 by 5, that's like $60. And that's
yeah.
like a really nice, I think it's a nice value. And like for the IBDs, I was just trying to make it accessible to more people this way. And, I mean, we should help each other out as IBDs, right? We're all one family.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an amazing, like I said, you're in kind of a unique situation to have pulled together all this information and resources. And just speaking personally, I'm very appreciative of you having done this. And I think it can go a long way towards people's understanding as well as, you know, this is truly how to help your horse is to help yourself. Too. So I am thrilled. Do we have any callers, Rainey? I know we're getting close here.
I think everyone's just really interested in listening. I think we're doing a pretty good
yeah,
job of
awestruck.
Trying to get this history. So, yeah.
yeah. So, Rebecca, do you have any kind of closing kind of messages or comments? I'm so thrilled that you came on. We've been talking about this for a long time. So I know it's a lot of work to put together a program like that. And, you know, it was fortunate for you to team up with Lisa. So
100%. No, I'm just so happy. Like when the course was ready or finished and I browsed through it myself and looked at the videos, I couldn't even believe I did all of that. I was super proud. And Lisa put it together in such a nice and easy to follow way. I know I'm biased, but I really love the course. And I'm so grateful for the horses because I couldn't have done it. I mean, also one of my clients was the body in the Pilates part. So again, thank you so much to her for doing this with me and for me. And then a big thank you to my horses who, one is my own horse and the other are horses of my friends, that they were all willing to participate in this course because I couldn't have done it without the the horses, and especially my own horse, who was a little bit of a difficult case when I got him. And when I saw him, how well he performed in this course, how he's just standing there and letting me show people how to put the beamer on and how patient he was. Because, again, you have to record again and again and again. And then you start talking and then the mic isn't on. I mean, all these things happen, right? Or you're in the
right.
middle of recording and the truck drives by and you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know shavings were coming today. So now you start again. And I'm just so grateful that I have such patient horses around me who were willing partners in all of this.
Well, I suspect that if they were getting extra beamer sessions, that they were very willing to say, yeah, yeah, you could do it again.
Yes.
Well, and, you know, and animals and, you know, horses and dogs as well, because I know you work with agility, you know, have been a part of your life for a long time. So this is just a really lovely, you know, progression in your partnership that now, you know, extends into some benefits for distributors. So, again, I am really excited about this and being able to share that with some of my clients and, you know, to have other people have access to information they would not otherwise even know about. So anyway, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Well, I know how much work it is. So, Rainey, do you have any final questions or things that we can share with?
No, I just wanted to echo that. Thank you for not only doing this and putting all the work together, because it sounds incredible, and I hope people really take advantage of it, because it sounds like just an incredible thing. But also taking the time to be on Blog Talk with us. We'd love to have you. I appreciate you and Lisa coming on today and sharing this with us.
Oh,
yeah,
my
really.
Pleasure. I love doing this. This was fun.
Well, yeah, be interested to see the feedback that you start to get, so let us know. I'm going to, since we're almost out of time here, I'm going to switch gears for just a minute, because we've certainly been focused on education and new opportunities and tools and resources today with Rebecca's program, Balanced Horse, Balanced Rider, yeah?
The other way around.
Okay, Balanced Rider, Balanced Horse, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes more sense, duh. But so switching,
yeah.
So we're into our final hours. If people want to register for in your events in your BBO for the Saturday Beamer Equine Academy, that's the online, you know, 1 day course. There's no charge, but you do need to register in advance. And I really appreciate, you know, I'm not going to do late registrations. It just makes life really unpleasant on our end. So, you know, make sure that if you are, you know, that if you've been thinking about it, today's the day to do it. So it's easy to register in the BBO. And then you should see everybody who's already registered. There's about 150 people so far. You should have gotten an email from me, or you will by tomorrow, at least, with the link to sign in. So, again, we don't often do this on a Saturday, and we don't have any plans to do another Saturday for the rest of the year, because it's hard, you know, with all the different equine events for us to do that as well. So you asked for this. We provided it. Take advantage of it, and hope that we'll see you online on Saturday. So those are my closing comments, with another thank you again to Rebecca Schultz and to Lisa Diamond for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Rebecca. We really appreciate all the work that you put in for your program and then taking the time to tell us all about it. We'd love to have you back anytime. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And as we know, we have a lot of people that listen to the recording. So if you're listening to the recording, you know how to find the link for Rebecca's program. because if you're listening to that recording, the link will be right there. So thank you everyone for listening. Be sure to tune in to Blog Talk all the other days. They're doing some great things on the other days, but you know we'll meet you back here next week to talk about Beamer with horses. All right, everyone. I hope you have such a wonderful week. Enjoy. I hope you have weather anywhere near as good as we're going to have here in the Pacific Northwest this weekend. All right, everyone. Enjoy your spring. Bye. Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks, Cindy.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great week. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.